This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. One thing in life is for sure, you're going to face up to a thorny issue of forgiving somebody. It's inevitable. We live with other people, usually in a family setting or some other kind of relationship, and conflict will raise its ugly head and you're going to be hurt or at least disappointed. So how do you deal with it? Can you actually take the step of forgiving others? This is a huge topic. Today, you might be experiencing conflict with a specific person, and you wonder how it got to all this. How did it get to the point of, was it my fault? A small, insignificant issue can grow out of all proportions, and before you know it, can turn very nasty. In order to forgive someone, you need to be able to deal with the hurt and anger that you associate with them. Holding onto anger and hurt feelings can weigh you down. Certainly can have a negative impact on your physical health, your overall happiness, and the quality of the relationships you have. So never underestimate how damaging this can become. It's okay if you're not ready to forgive someone. Just take some time to think it through. And if you decide you are ready, but you're having trouble working through the steps, can I suggest a couple of things? Talk about the situation with people you trust. You know, it's always an outsider's perspective that can help shed new light on things. Write down your thoughts and emotions. They can become clearer once they're on paper. And then you can speak to a professional person. If your experience is particularly hard or complicated, it really can help to talk to a counsellor. Forgiveness is not always an easy process. It's understandable if you struggle with it. But it's worth trying out some of those suggestions to see if you can reshape the way you think. Now, there is another perspective on forgiveness, and I believe it's the best way to go. Consider what God says to us through the Bible. For example, Ephesians 4, verse 31-32. Banish bitterness, rage and anger, shouting and slander, any and all malicious thoughts. They're poison. Instead, be kind and compassionate. Graciously forgive one another just as God has forgiven you. It seems to me that forgiveness is our response and our own responsibility. It's nobody else's. It's become the part of the blame game. I do like what Rick Warren has written on the topic. He said, recognize no one's perfect. When we hate somebody, he said, we tend to lose our perspective on that person. And when we're filled with resentment and bitterness and hurt, we tend, he says, this is Rick Warren, we tend to dehumanize the offender. We treat that person like an animal. Well, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, not a single person on earth is always good and never sins. Well, we're all imperfect. Relinquish that right to get even. Again, the Bible says, never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God. He has said he will repay those who deserve it. So this isn't a one-off decision, but each day you might have to require an important decision to make. Try to respond to evil with good. This is how you know you've fully released someone from the wrong that they've done against you. Now, humanly speaking, it's nearly impossible to respond to evil with good, and that's where you need God's help. You need the love of Jesus to fill you up. And then go on and refocus on God's plan for your life. Stop focusing on the hurt and the person who hurt you. Here's something else. Focus on God's purpose for your life, and that's greater than any problem or pain you're facing. Do you know his purpose for your life? As long as you continue to focus on that person that's upset you, he or she controls you. If you don't release your offender, you will begin to resemble your offender. Jesus said that forgiving others is so important that if you're worshipping God when you remember that your brother has something against you, you should go and be reconciled to your brother, then come back to worship God. You can read that in Matthew 5. So it's vital for you as a Christian to grapple with, try and understand this forgiveness business, because it's the decision to drop the offense and let it go. So are you prepared to do that? It's not easy, but with God's help and the Holy Spirit guiding us, you can do it. When we forgive others, we should try and restore that broken relationship. Heavenly Father, I do acknowledge forgiveness is a tough one. It's hard to forgive others, but with the love of Jesus, I believe, Lord, it can be done. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.